Hi, this is Ben Domenech, the host of the Federalist Radio Hour. We're a daily show coming to you 5 days a week from Washington, D.C., where we interview our nation's top journalists, politicians, authors, chefs, economists, entertainers, and more. If you're looking for a contrarian discussion on news, politics, or culture, give us a listen and subscribe at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or at Apple Podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice, make it on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Right, Drew?
We do indeed.
What's going on with you, Drew?
I'm looking more at what's going on with you, man.
Not feeling yourself?
No, I'm feeling myself.
I am
feeling
good.
Myself. Yeah, but I'm looking at your genetic testing from color.com.
Yeah, Drew said go out and get the genetic testing. There's things I think that Drew in the medical world that he goes, oh, save your money. And then there are things where you go, this would be a good idea. Now, remember a few years ago, there was a thing where if you really loved your husband and you had a lot of his cash to throw around, you could give him the overall fitness inspection, you know, executive fit, where we essentially put you through a tube and find everything before it turns into something. And Drew would go nuts and say, this is a waste of time. You understand, when you were a kid, you'd look in the back of those magazines or comic books, and it's like a giant robot that does your bidding. Yeah. Imagine a giant robot to scare your foes. And but, you know, and then what would show up would be like a balloon and some cellophane and something that wound up. And it never was what it was. Well, but it's our fantasy. Here's our fantasy. Hold on. All right. Before I want to drive nuts, I just want to know lay people's fantasy.
Yeah.
Lay people's fantasy and maker of futuristic movies fantasies is that we put some money down, you lay in a chamber and a magic wand that, you know, a circle that makes noise goes and scans you.
Bones.
And then a super hot chick who's looking at a readout says everything looks normal.
Yeah.
And then we'll see stuff before it happens.
Right. So those scans only assessed anatomy. Gross anatomy.
Right.
Which is almost worthless.
Right.
By the time something is visible in gross anatomy, you got big problems.
Right.
And we do things far less expensive, and we can detect it far better. And what's not important is not the anatomy, but the biology. What's going on in your genetics, in your physiology? What's going on?
We don't get that inside the body and outside the body and all that stuff you talk about doesn't make sense to anybody.
Anatomy just is just the structures of the of the big parts of the system. You know, what does your liver, your muscles look like, which doesn't tell you anything,
right?
For the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I said that you should be tested for your genetics.
Should everyone do that after a certain age or at any age?
You could argue that middle-aged people ought to get that done. And if you are positive, this particular organization will test all your first-degree relatives for 1/5 the cost. It's unbelievable. They do. I don't know how they do that.
You literally spit into a vial.
Yeah.
That's your DNA.
And they test
you. And you send it in.
Essentially, what they're testing for is how your DNA works, and particularly how it repairs itself. When cells divide, right, the first thing that has to happen is the DNA has to replicate itself so that it can divide. And you have two cells with the same DNA in it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, when it's replicating, that is a spectacularly complex chemistry, biochemistry and biology. It makes mistakes all the time, lots of mistakes. And so there's a whole complex biology to repair the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have systems that don't do that good a job of repair. So stuff that's abnormalities in the genetic code sneak through, and those abnormalities that we call cancer.
Right. So is this specifically for cancer?
Yeah.
And it's specifically – so let me put this in lay
– they may test for some other stuff too in terms of lipid disease, you know, certain metabolic things.
Let me put this in lay person's terms.
Yeah.
We can tell – you and your relationship with cancer, because cancer is an abnormality when these things replicate that happens. And the question is how good is your fire department? How fast do they put this stuff out?
Right, both in terms of repairing the DNA so the cell isn't abnormal in the first place, or your immune system pick it up once the abnormal cell is developed.
Right. So you're so you go, how can you get this information from you spitting in a vial without getting all this background information on you and your family, whatever, because we have your DNA, and we're going to now give it a punt, pass, and kick competition and see how it reacts?
No, we're going to look at the we're looking for specific abnormalities. There are known structural defects.
But you're saying they also want to see how your DNA works.
But that tells
reacts.
Them. But tells them they can predict what the problems are going to be right. based on these particular abnormalities.
So I spit into this and sent it off a number of weeks ago, and they sent back results. And I said, well, why don't just give it to Drew and let him do it on the air?
Okay. So they test for the 30 most common abnormalities, things that really we know are associated with problems. I have an MSH6, which is a Lynch syndrome. That's mm-hmm. in my family. It's the shitty Ashkenazi Jew genes mm-hmm. that my sons also have. Thank God my daughter does not have.
Mm-hmm.
This includes the BRCA gene, the BRCA1, the BRCA2. People heard about those kinds of genes, the breast cancer genes, mm-hmm. ovarian cancer. That's why Angelina Jolie had both her breasts removed because mm-hmm. she had these genes. Well, if you have some of these genes, you can check for – you can do more intensive screening. And insurance companies will be willing to pay for it because mm-hmm. you have this potential. I've got this potential for colon cancer and pancreatic cancer. This MSH6 goddamn thing is a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing.
Yeah.
You have zero.
I told you the Corollas were good for nothing.
They are good for nothing. This means no pathogenic or likely pathogenic genetic variants associated with increased risk of colorectal, male breast, melanoma, pancreatic, prostate, or stomach cancers were identified in any of the 30 genes analyzed. This does not eliminate your risk of developing cancer. Inherited mutations explain some cases of cancer, but most are not inherited and cannot be explained by a single cause. Some non-genetic factors that can influence cancer risk include environment and lifestyle, as well as family history without a known genetic link.
How often does it come up that they don't find anything on there? Is that the norm?
They'll give you a half hour with a geneticist. You can ask all those kinds of questions. It's part of what you paid for.
Yeah, but then you find out your family ancestors were born in Africa, and it starts getting really uncomfortable.
It's not that kind of stuff.
I don't need that, man.
It's not that kind of stuff. It's just they'll explain to you those kinds of questions. They'll answer anything you want to ask.
Mm-hmm. All right. But according to what you got.
I don't know what the probability of it being zero is. I imagine most people are in the zero.
Right.
Zero. Yeah. But these are common genes, man.
Well, Matt was reading some of it off to me.
Yeah.
And Matt was talking about percentage of like prostate cancer at this age and prostate cancer at another age. It must be on page number 2 or something like that. But let's read some of that. It's kind of interesting.
So average risk among U.S. men to develop specific cancer by age in their life, prostate, and this is prostate and colorectal cancers highlighted because they're the most common. So after you hit about age 50, it's 0.3% of men, 2% at 60, 6.6 at 70, 11% at 80, 13% at 95. And some say it gets a lot higher after that. So it's, about up towards a quarter of the men. They used to say 100% of men at 100 had prostate cancer.
Right.
It's that common. So if you see the scale here, it just goes up and up and up as you get older for prostate cancer.
Right.
Same thing with colorectal cancer, but not nearly as precipitous. It only goes 4.5%.
The way Matt was looking at it, though, he's not a scientist. Mm-hmm. And he was probably eating while he was looking at it. So sometimes there's actually food goes airborne and it blocks his vision a little bit. But he was saying when I was talking to him, he said, your percentage chance from this age to that age. But you're saying that's just average
risk. That's average risk in my mind.
Okay. Yeah. So anything specific?
You would be in that average risk category.
I'm in that average risk.
Because you have none of the added risk factors of the genes we tested for.
All right. Anything else there look interesting or want to jump to the phone call?
No, you have your colonoscopy yet?
No, you're supposed to set it up. I keep telling you, set it up, man. Make it happen. I want some of that Jesus juice.
You have to go see a guy. I'll send you to the guy.
Send me to the guy. I want to use the best.
You may not get the Jesus juice, though. You get the milk. You get the regular stuff, like for set.
Yeah, but I bet I could tell them I'm wired like a puss like you, and they'd give it to me, right?
They might.
Okay.
You got to make the puss case.
Let's work that out. Now, as far as the fasting goes, that goes into that, I've been fasting just fine the last few days. It's kind of interesting. So I've been I'm curious about this and your thoughts. Now, I already anticipated many of your answers.
Okay.
But let me tell you this. I was watching some stuff. I don't know. I stumbled on some stuff on fasting, right?
Yeah.
Scratching himself with my results. Drew, do you know how rude that is? Where's your bedside manner? You don't scratch yourself with test results, even if you're thinking. All right. That's enough. Now you're
I was trying to think of ways to explain to you how they did the genetic testing because, you know, there's a whole explanation in here, this page.
Yeah, it's a lot of fine print.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you just put it down? You're distracted. Okay. You're distracted. Right. I'll take it. You can look at it more closely. Thank you.
You're ridiculously healthy.
Okay. Now, this.
You're a sewer rat.
Thank you. Officially. This thing.
Yeah.
It was starting to make sense to me. So for a while ago, everyone was saying, oh, you got to drink water. How much do you weigh? I weigh 200 pounds. All right, do that in ounces. Cut it in half. That's how many ounces a day you need. And it was like, and I was like, okay, everyone's carrying around big totes and chugging, and don't go. And every nutritionist was going, you're not drinking the water. I was like, I drink water. It's kind of a weird thing to me. I always think about society this way.
All right.
And it always becomes a little suspicious. So it's like, your son needs a helmet. Joel McHale's son needs a helmet. Everyone needs a helmet. It's like, how come no one needed a helmet 10 minutes ago?
Right.
Why does everyone need a helmet now? Well, I'm a doctor, and I'm telling you, with my experience, I'm certified. Yeah. You need a helmet. And it's like, okay, I guess we should listen to an expert. Then I turn on the news, and I see politicians going, we'll shut that government down if those dreamers don't have a home, and stuff like that. And I'm like, I've lived here my whole life. I never heard anyone talk about dreamers or undocumented workers or why now? Like, why all of a sudden the entire Democrat Party has made it their life's ambition to keep undocumented people in this country and their families. Now, again, I'm not judging the cause. I'm sort of judging the interest,
the motivation,
the cause.
The motivation.
Like, how come I've lived here my whole life? It's always been Democrat. I've always heard Democrats give speeches. I never heard anything about undocumented workers, other than we need to beef up the borders and we need to e-verify or something. But
heard lots about getting them the proper services
in the county of Los Angeles. I heard a little and a little beef up the border, and now it's completely flipped the script and we'll shut the government. We need – these dreamers need a place to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So it makes me a little weird when I get a little suspicious when I hear, like, why are they all of a sudden the interest in something?
Right.
And now all of a sudden every single nutritionist is telling you how much water you need to drink. But yet somehow that wasn't part of your training and you've been a certified guy for 17 years and you didn't say anything for the first decade. Now we need water.
Well, you and I know.
So then we start
drinking. We live through the time of no water.
Right. So then everyone starts drinking water and everyone starts getting fat. And then, of course, the study comes out that says, we now had a definitive study on water. Drink when you're thirsty. And then it comes to, oh no, you want to lose weight? You need to eat a whole bunch of small meals all day, every day.
Right.
How many meals are you eating now? Oh, I got breakfast. I got lunch. I got dinner. Not enough. You need a small meals throughout the day, just small meals scattered out. You should be eating six or eight small meals while you're chugging water. You should be chugging water while eating a small meal all day, every day. That's how you lose weight. And then you go, okay, it sounds a little counterintuitive to be eating small. Well, they got to be lean protein or whatever, but you're eating all day. Well, no one's losing weight.
Right.
Now they say, no, when you eat, your body, your insulin goes up and your sugar goes up or whatever, and you don't lose weight.
Of course.
And when you hear these guys talking about it, it's like, do you think we are meant to just eat all day, every day? The poor people that came before us, whatever famine they were going through or were living in a cave.
If you went on a hunt, you feed and then you're done.
Yeah, right? I think our metabolism is set up to just eat six small meals all day, every day. That would be cruel to everyone who came before us, right?
It would also, that's a species that wouldn't survive.
It wouldn't
survive. We'd be too busy eating.
No, everyone else gorges and doesn't eat for a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it would be a cruel way to be set up.
Yeah.
So I started watching some videos and stuff online with some guys, and they basically said, and again, my feeling is if it makes sense – I'll buy it. If it doesn't make sense, like the helmets don't make sense. They drink a ton of water, don't make sense. But the lower stop eating all day kind of made sense.
Yeah, I am a good faster. I have no problem not eating. My problem is once I start, I can't stop. So I have that problem.
So
I've got a refinement on that too. And is that up right now, the fitness jeans guys? The interview I did?
Yes, I believe it
is. Okay, so go to doctor.com. They did my jeans for fitness and diet.
Oh.
And this is a really high-quality organization. I was a little skeptical at first, but they did a great job and confirmed everything I knew about myself already and had been told I was just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All the business about high intensity and more reps, he goes, no, your muscles only grow 6 to 8 reps. That's it. 6 to 8 reps, heavy weight. I go, yeah. That's right. What I enjoy doing. So right. I've done since I was 14, right. Except when I've had a trainer and they've taken me off that course.
Right.
Workout. And I go, also, I lose momentum very quickly. He goes, yeah, you got to work out 6 days a week.
Really?
My whole life, the trainer was like, 3, max 4. And CrossFit, more intensity. Just made me crazy. And then same thing with the eating. I turned out, well, guess what? I have this genetics that set me up for fasting. So I should be fasting, and I can use carbohydrates reasonably well as long as I'm not eating them all the time.
Well, I started looking at this, and I realized basically I just put a belly on myself, and I haven't really been able to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I've been doing that thing where it's like, hey, I've been grazing all day. Like, hey, those are smoked almonds. Those are fine. You know, that's not a sticky bun. And I eat a handful of smoked almonds. And when you work in a place where there's that stuff's all over the place all the time, you find yourself just grazing.
By the way, I had some genetics that was suitable to MCT oil, too. It specifically was very well set up for how metabolizing that stuff.
Well, I got to try that company. So yeah, do your piece, and then I'll tell you.
You guys can get him for fitness genes.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking
about.
I'm going
to get my wife tested, too. Have a mess of cords and devices when you go to bed? Well, you can organize it all with Nightstand, and that's spelled NYTSTND. Best-selling quad dock that changes absolutely everything. Apple. Introducing the exclusive couples model just in time for Valentine's Day, everybody. Surprise your significant other with a couples charging station, not to be confused with a changing station if you have a kid, and charge your iPhones, iPads, Apple Watches, and more all together, all in the same place. Nightstand has wireless solutions that work with iPhone 8 or iPhone 10, handcrafted, stylish, started by a young entrepreneurial couple here in America. So there's nothing from overseas, nothing from China. It's all American, no big Chinese company. And all those wires and all that hazari that you've got in your Apple, you know, at your bedstand, not anymore. With NYT, Night, NYT, Stand, STND, NYT, STND, check them out. Adam.
Take advantage of the Adam and Dr. Drew exclusive Prepare for Valentine's Day sale. For our listeners, only get 15% off any order over $80, including new couples models by using the promo code ADS at checkout. So go. Let's straighten it out this year. Come on. Yeah. ADS at checkout. Nightstand. NYTSTND.com. The perfect gift. So I was sort of looking at this, and I thought, I used to have control this way where I could just do without. And then I started getting sort of soft. And I thought to myself, I'm going to see how this works. And I just decided, let's, you know, the way you do it is you start this way. Or don't even start this way, but they try to get you down. So what you do is you go, I'll eat my dinner at 6 o'clock at night, and no snacks before bed, and then go to bed, and the following morning, see if you can do without breakfast, and that'll get you into like noon or 1 o'clock or something like that, and that'll get you, you know, 19, 20 hours of fasting.
Yeah.
I did that for a day and a half or 2 days or something, and then I realized I can just go to 6. And I can just go all the way, just come all the way through.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just started it. So I haven't really seen any results. But I found once you shut down the grazing and once you shut down the eating, and this is not a revelation to anybody who knows anything about this, you kind of shut it down. It's not like you walk around hungry.
No, eventually you go through a little withdrawal sometimes. And people could do it differently, but you know,
there's much more psychology to it than there is physiology. Like, there's not much to it physically. Like, I don't think you could tap me on the shoulder and go, did you eat a big lunch or didn't you eat a big lunch at 4 if lunch was at noon? Like, I don't think I would know.
See, I experienced that around day 3. Day 1 and day 2, I will have, like, abdominal pain and a lot of noise coming out of my abdomen as it does its withdrawal thing. A lot.
I just find myself looking forward to dinner and enjoying it in a way I probably wasn't formerly enjoying it.
Absolutely.
And also, you get a little leeway to eat a little stuff that might be on a no-fly zone list for you because
that's
you're
right.
just eating once.
That's right.
Once a day. But the key is, I think, is not to graze. And basically, the guy I was hearing lecture online was saying, as well as you're doing, if you reach for that handful of trail mix or whatever it is in between your fasting periods, you just spike your blood sugar, and it's kind of setting
resetting the clock.
You didn't take in anything in your mind. It's like you had a handful of trail mix, but in your body's mind, you've reset the clock on your blood
sugar. Not only that, because it takes a while for it to come back down, but not only that, it's like it's geared up. It's ready to grab on to whatever you put in.
Now, I'm not weird, which is I get up in the morning, have a coffee, and dump a bunch of cream in it. I'm not like, the cream has whatever. I'm not a weirdo, and I have a little juice or something like that. Well,
juice is really bad.
Well, no, I don't do juice the way –
You do that gelatin stuff that Volga
makes
for you.
It looks like whatever came out of the lawn bag of the lawnmower got dumped into a Cuisinart. It's thick and viscous, and it's horrible. Ugh. Yeah, although Sonny will drink it.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's see. You want to start at the top, head down?
Yeah.
Ray, El Paso, 47.
Holy shit. Good evening, gentlemen, or good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's going on?
I have, in honor to speak with you, I have a wife that beats me.
Mm-hmm. She hates you.
I don't know if she hates me. She loathes me, maybe, but hate, that's a very heavy word.
She beats you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she beats me. Like, you know, like physically, like puts fists on.
Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
I wrote a book called 50 Years Old. As men start taking on female characteristics, you know, we're just all turning into huge pussies.
Yeah.
It makes sense that women start taking on a little more male characteristics. Let me tell you this. We did Loveline for 10 years, probably took 3 calls of a woman beating a guy. I feel like we've taken 3 calls on this subject in the last 2 weeks.
Well, funny you would say it. Didn't you just interview Jordan Peterson?
Mm-hmm.
He has a whole theory about this.
He does.
Did he bring it up? No? You were talking about gender pronouns or something.
No. We talk about everything. Yeah. But
he feels that... That because men don't have purpose and they're not growing up and they're sort of overgrown infants in a certain way, women have no option but to dominate them.
Yeah.
And they not only do they dominate them, but they are sort of expressing a disdain at the same time because they want something more out of them.
Well, first off, I've said this many times. If women weighed 50 pounds more than men, they'd be beating the shit out of us on a daily basis. It's my same theory. If birds were huge, we'd all be running serpentine to our car because they would kill us. They want to kill us, but they're smaller than we are.
Right.
If birds could snatch us up and like drop us in a volcano or just peck us to death, we'd all be dead. Everyone you know, everyone would have a family member that was killed by a pelican. There's no doubt.
There's a crow.
Birds are so fucking mean and they hate us so much, but they can't do anything at their size. I feel a lot of the same, a lot of analogous traits with women. I know if Lynette had the size and upper body strength advantage that I have on her, I'd be walking around with a shiner all the time. And then and you'd go, what happened? I'd just look down and go, it was my fault. It's my fault. I should have had dinner ready. And I didn't. And it's not going to happen again. And then you'd go, you want me to talk to Lynette? No. No, because I'll get up. See the other eye? That is going to look like this eye if they find out because you talked to her. I won't tell her. No, she'll know. See?
Yeah.
No doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. All right. What happened to our
Ray?
Hey, Ray.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Wife beats.
Well, I may concur with the fact that, you know, in 50 years or in now we'll all be women. But the fact remains that I outweigh her by about 50 pounds. But I have a thing about putting or defending myself against women.
You're allowed to defend yourself against women or against birds. Yeah. Or what if you married a giant bird? She kicked the shit out of you every day. Yeah, well, go ahead.
The fact is that...
Hey, Ray?
You know,
Ray?
Yes, sir.
You sound like you've been drinking.
No, sir.
No. Okay. All right.
The reality is that...
Right, hold on. I hope Ray's not an airplane pilot. That guy's got to get on the blowers. Like, flight time to Tucson. I don't know, man. What was I saying? Anyway, cruising altitude will be... oh, shit. Way up there, man. I mean, we're going up for sure. And then, you know, we'll come down and should be around... hold on, Bert, what'd I say? Hmm. Oh, Tucson. Yeah, that's right. Tucson this time. All right, so I'm going to turn on the don't jerk around placard here, and we should be, what's it called? No, not when you're driving. You don't drive an airplane, do you? Taxing. Yeah, we'll be taxing. We're something in line to tax and taxis, right? Even when you're backing up? Okay, so still tax. All right, so we'll be around. So check you on the flip side now. Hey, Ray? Yeah, don't do anything where you have to talk to the public because you're not instilling confidence.
So is there a question, Ray?
What can I do to address a situation where I do not get beaten?
You have to go into couples therapy. And this is a dangerous situation. It may need law enforcement consequence, but I would urge you to get into a therapist's office quick.
It also means something's up with her big time.
Big time.
Big time.
Something is terribly wrong.
And look, as much as we want to do the zero tolerance and everyone's the same, when a man perpetrates this on a woman, it means he has issues. When a woman perpetrates this on a man, it means she has big issues, which is women are not wired for this. Per se. So if this seems like a good idea as a lady, I here's what I like it to.
And he's not saying she swings at me a couple of times or he punches me in the chest. He beats me regularly.
When a guy abandons his kids, it's a problem. Yeah. When a woman abandons her kids, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you about the Dollar Shave Club. Not a problem with Dollar Shave Club. Mm. Got me looking and feeling amazing. I use this stuff almost every day. Mm-hmm. It's part of my thing, man. I dip myself in the freezing cold pool, and then I get out and take a nice hot shower. Do yourself a favor. I got a little mirror, a little shave mirror, and I use the Dollar Shave Club in. I use the razors in the shower. Also, use the shave cream and the butt wipes. That's right. Well, that's between showers. Body cleanser, hair gel. I got it all, man. No more annoying trips to the store. It's a great time to try Dollar Shave Club. Get your first month of the best razors plus travel size shave butter. That stuff is the best. Body cleanser, butt wipes, all just $15. You could never do that. It's in the store. You got to wait in line and leave the house and get dressed and all that negative stuff. So after that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. And it's the Dollar Shave Club starter kit. So what do you do? You go, what did I say? Oh, wait a minute.
What?
I think I said $15. I've done that before because my mind can't compute all of this for $5.
Oh, my God.
$5.
Holy
all of this.
Crap.
My brain just adds, inflates.
Reasonably.
Inflates it. Reasonably. Thank you. And you're a doctor. So $5 exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/ADS. That's dollarshaveclub.com/ADS. That's the shave butter. And the body cleanser and the butt wipes and the razor and everything. $5, baby. All right. This Friday, February 9th, Kennedy Center, me in D.C. It's almost sold out, so go check that out. Friday, that's stand-up. Friday, March 2nd, Thunder Valley Casino in Sacramento. And you can have a live basic cable commentary. That's coming up, Oxnard Levity Live, March 15th. Go to Chassis and see all the new shows we got there. And you can check out the Cobra basic cable commentary on iTunes now. Drew, what do you got?
Well, I've got that Fitness Genes interview. You can check it out at drdrew.com, the Dr. Drew podcast, and check out the Family of Pods there. Check them out. We've got a new one called Swole.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.